Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Besides showing support for your favorite public radio station, it's also smart this time of year to take stock of your car's well-being. Joining us now is Cliff Strong, also known as Cliff the Car Guy. He's put his knowledge to work in a new book. It's called Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Car Ownership. Welcome back to the show, Cliff.
Thank you very much. Great to be back.
Listeners, if you have any questions or want to share tips of your own on how to keep your car humming, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Cliff, if you would, briefly reintroduce us to why CPA, right, is
yes.
calls himself Cliff the Car Guy.
Yeah, well, my father back in the day was an auto shop teacher, and Dad did all his own work on his cars. And as I like to tell the story, while my friends were out playing football and baseball, I was under car as Dad's gopher. So I learned literally from his knee just about everything there was to know about automobiles. And Dad's focus always was making sure that the car did not fail. And he had a lot of very cost-effective ideas that he used. And basically the bottom line is one of his favorite little sayings was oil's cheaper than engines. And we all know that's true.
I believe you. I believe you. You know, the last time we had you on, it was just before winter started.
Yes.
It was a rough winter.
Yes,
we
it
heard
was.
Your pre-winter recommendations for getting your car in shape to weather the winter. Now, come spring, how do we recover? Help our cars recover from winter?
Well, I'll talk a lot about your tires because you know, obviously, I've been out there, too, and the potholes seem to be growing exponentially every winter, and they seem to be at an all-time large size. This was not a good winter for roads.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the very first things is, first off, if you do have snow tires, get them off, okay, as quickly as possible because they're not intended for warm weather.
And what happens to them if they're not on snow?
They will probably wear extra because of the warmer temperatures. They're made for cold.
Okay.
And I mean, it's not going to be anything catastrophic, but you're going to lose a lot of your tread value, if you will, in your tires.
And you want to save those for future winters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
How long should a good pair of snow tires last?
Because you're not using
them year-round.
Well, there's two factors, and obviously one of them is the tread factor, and we'll talk about that in a minute or two. The other thing is the age, and that's something a lot of people don't seem to really know about, and I highlight that in my book.
You mean they age even if they're not being used?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Tires have a shelf life, which you know, a lot of people don't realize. You know, they say, "Well, my tread looks good. You know, what's the problem?" Well, no tire should be put on a vehicle if it is older than 10 years, and there's actually an easy way to tell that.
Okay.
If you
it's not
look,
the lines like the lint rings on
no,
a tree, right?
No. If you look at the sidewall of the tire, you'll see a DOT, that's Department of Transportation, stamp. And then what you want to look at are the last four numbers, four digits. There may be some numbers in between, but the last four. Let's start from the far right. The far right, the last two digits are the year the tire was made. The two digits to the left of that are the week of that year that that
wow.
tire was made.
Okay.
Okay. So the accepted range, if you will, is 6 to 10 years. So if you've got a 15-year-old pair of snow tires, it's time to get new snow tires.
Well, what happens to the rubber as it ages? What's the problem?
It gets harder and
it doesn't work as well?
It becomes less pliable.
Okay.
And you're going to get a lot less mileage. And
okay.
quite frankly, you do run the risk of the tire bursting.
Okay.
And that's a safety issue. And so, you know, I recommend in the book, that's also something you need to keep in mind when you buy tires. If you get this super incredible deal from Willie's Slick Tire Shop, check the age, because sometimes these tires get put into storage, and I wouldn't buy a tire that's over a year old.
Okay. I never thought of checking it. When they say new tires, they better mean new tires.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Huh. And it has happened. The other thing is if you are buying a car from someone else that you don't really know the background on, I would check all four tires because oftentimes they can be put on at different ages. And, you know, you might have a replacement issue right off the bat.
You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. My guest, we're talking about cars and how to get your car back in shape after this rough winter. My guest is Cliff Strong. He is the author of the book Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Car Ownership. If you have a question or comment, want to know how to get your car in shape, maybe you have your own set of practices in the spring to rehabilitate your car and want to share them with the audience and maybe get some feedback from Cliff, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to our Facebook page and post your question or your comment there. So checking the date on the tire, really important. Doing it when you buy a tire to make sure they're not
absolutely
you're getting the freshest
an old tire,
the freshest
that's been,
possible
been
tire
put in a warehouse somewhere.
Okay,
that's something you really should check because mistakes do happen, and whether intentional or not.
Right. Interesting. Now, how many people really use snow tires these days? I don't think we do. Aren't the radials enough usually?
Yeah. Well, most cars now are front-wheel drive.
Okay.
And that pretty much took care of the issue of the weight over the drive wheels for most people. And if you've got a good all-season tire, which virtually every car is delivered with now, that's pretty good. Okay. It's not the best. And if you live in, you know, way far north where you're dealing with snow all the time, snow tires might be a pretty good investment. But for most people, the answer is no.
Over the winter, off and on, when it got really cold outside, my air pressure gauge would come on, tire pressure
yep.
gauge.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just ignored it, eventually it would go off when it heated up. And
yeah.
What I wondered is, all right, so say I respond to that warning. I put more air in my tire. What happens when it warms up again a week later?
Well,
it's like a yo-yo thing.
Yeah, what I recommend in the book is when you get into the first week or so where you're really into freezing-type temperatures, take your car this is important. And again, a lot of people don't quite understand this. What you want to do is inflate your tires to the maximum that the vehicle manufacturer suggests.
Okay.
And that is almost always on a sticker that's on the driver's side in the
as you open your door.
Open yeah. the door, correct. Okay. I had someone who got kind of sideways with me because he had spent a couple hours trying to find the inflation on the tire itself. And in fact, most tire makers have removed them.
Why?
Because it's really up to the manufacturer of the vehicle.
Oh.
And I'll give you an example. I had a Chevy Malibu, and the rear tires took 3 pounds less in inflation that the fronts did.
Because of the Malibu.
Yeah, because of the way the car was designed handling and that type of stuff. So you want to pay attention to what that sticker from the manufacturer is telling you. And like I said, first week where it gets frozen, you know, in the freezing temperatures, go and put the maximum pounds of pressure at that point. That should keep you from having the problem of where your inflation light goes on. And you might have a couple days where it's a little stiff. That's okay.
Okay. Devante in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Devante.
Hey, how you doing, Aaron?
Fine, thanks.
I had a question for Cliff. I was wondering, when you said check the DOT on the tire to see the year, do you have to take the tire off to find that? Where do you find that on the tire?
Talking about the DOT mark?
Yes.
No, it should be out-facing, and it should be very clear.
Okay.
Just look for the DOT. It's kind of in an oval-type design, and you'll see the DOT. And like I said, you may see some numbers or letters in between, but it's those last four digits that are the key.
They don't make you work for it.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Devontae, for that question. Anybody else out there has a question or comment for Cliff Strong, a.k.a. Cliff the Car Guy, give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can go to our Facebook page, post your question or comment there. We'll be monitoring that regularly. More of my conversation with Cliff the Car Guy in just a few minutes. But first, here is morning news anchor Steve Brown and WOSU News managing editor Tom Borgerding with an update on our spring membership drive.
Well, thank you very much, Ann. The pledges are coming in. You can join John Harvey calling from Lancaster, Tim calling from Upper Arlington, Byron from Columbus, and also Stephen calling from Galena, all pledging their support to 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher this morning. As Ann has said, this is the 89.7 NPR News Spring Fund Drive, and our goal really is quite simple. It comes down to us helping you become a member of 89.7 NPR News, because if people like you who value public radio take care of public radio, the programs you enjoy, like All Sides with Ann Fisher, will always be here. So do your part. Contribute by calling 1-866-897-9678, giving at WOSU.org or giving using the WOSU Public Media mobile app. And here with more on how to help is Tom Borgerding.
Remember, our thank you gift this hour is the book Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Car Ownership. It's a do-it-yourself guide to cost-effectively maintaining a car, and it's written by our guest this morning, Cliff the Car Guy. If you make a $10 a month gift as a sustainer, a one-time gift of $120, this book is your gift so that you can motor along any day of the week and listen to All Sides on your car radio. The book is full of great maintenance tips, information on how to buy a new car that is best for you, tips on searching for car insurance, what information in your owner's manual is most important. It's all here in the book. Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Car Ownership, available for $10 a month as a sustainer or $120 as a one-time gift. Call 1-866-897-9678, or you can click on WOSU.org and donate that way.
And we should really stress that this book is not made for mechanics. It's made for accountants and radio hosts and all the people who normally don't wrench on cars, people who might be intimidated by changing a belt even. This book says right on the cover, no wrenches required. Enjoy the pride of long-term ownership. And it's our gift to you when you pledge your support to 89.7 at the $120 level or $10 a month as a sustainer. 89.7 really is dedicated to bringing you in-depth local news, whether it's our morning news reports or the afternoon reports with Marilyn Smith or All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's programming that's only possible with listener support. So please support All Sides with Ann Fisher, support Morning Edition, support Weekend Edition when you pledge at WOSU.org or when you call 1-866-897-9678.
And earlier, Steve had mentioned several individuals who had already called this hour to get Cliff the Car Guy's new book. And I know there's folks with cars in the driveway that they try to keep in tip-top operating shape, whether you're in Duncan Run or Cheshire or Bladensburg or some of the places around Central Ohio. And we would encourage you to call now and get this book and you can actually save some money by following the guidelines in the book. 1-866-897-9678. Call and make your pledge now at WOSU.org. Your call will help us keep track and raise the dollars we need to bring you the programming like All Sides with Ann Fisher that you depend on.
And like we often say with politics, it affects everyone. Cars affect everyone. If you live in Central Ohio, there's a really good chance you need a car. If you live in Union County or Logan County or Pickaway County or really anywhere outside of the urban core, you need a car to get around most of the time. And this book really helps you make sure you get your investment out of that car, because cars are one of the biggest investments you'll make. So give at the $120 level or $10 a month, and you'll get a simple, smart, and easy long-term car ownership by Cliff the Car Guy. It's our gift to you. So make the call, 1-866-897-9678, or give at WOSU.org.
You know, and especially if you have a new driver, in your family, this would be a great book to just give to your son or daughter who's just beginning to drive, because you won't have to tell them to, you know, check the oil all the time. They'll understand why it's important to just do the little simple things, the smart, simple, and easy long-term items that will keep their car running, because the last thing they want is a car that maybe doesn't operate on a Friday night or a Saturday night.
It's no good.
It is no
good.
Car
in the driveway is of no use.
You can't get around. So 1-866-897-9678, the number to call, or click on join at WOSU.org. Call now. Thank you in advance, and keep those phones ringing, please.
Again, 1-866-897-9678. It is our spring membership drive. We need to meet our goal, but we can only do it with the help of generous listeners like you. So again, you can pledge your support to All Signs with Ann Fisher at WOSU.org, or when you pick up the phone and call 1-866-897-9678.
Support comes from Concept Schools, managing company of Horizon Science and Noble Academies, hosting STEMCon, a three-day convention and STEM exposition for the advancement of science, technology, and math education, April 16th through 18th at the Cleveland Convention Center. Details at stemcon.net.
Welcome back to All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're talking about how to get your car back up to speed after a long, cold winter. My guest is Cliff Strong, also known as Cliff the Car Guy. He's put his knowledge to work in his book, Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Car Ownership. We welcome your questions or comments today, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Cliff, we wanted to continue our conversation about tires. Tires is a big honking deal, I guess, when it comes to, you know, snapping that car back to shape after the winter. Let's take a call from Bill in Grove City real quick and see what he wants to ask about it. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cliff. I have a 2010 Toyota Yaris. It's a subcompact.
Okay.
The tire pressure requires 34 in all four tires.
Okay.
I usually put 36 in for fuel economy. Do you think that works?
I wouldn't recommend it. I would go off of the recommendation by the manufacturer, in this case Toyota, because even a little bit over, quite frankly, can cause the tire to wear faster.
Hmm.
And in this case, you know, you see a lot of tires where the sides sometimes are worn a lot more. And that's a case of underinflation. If you see a case where a tire is worn more in the middle, that's probably overinflation. So I would go by the manufacturer's recommendation, and I don't think it's going to make that much difference on your gas mileage.
Okay, thanks, Bill, in Grove City. And my point being that what you might be saving, if it does even make a difference, what you might be saving in gas mileage,
exactly,
you're losing in wear and tear on
your
tires.
Exactly. Yeah. They're going to wear faster.
You wanted to talk about how the steering wheel can – what you can learn from a steering wheel.
Absolutely.
About what's going on with your tires.
Absolutely. That's one of the greatest things in the world, just sitting in front of your steering wheel. If your steering wheel is vibrating, what that probably tells you is your tires are out of balance. So I would get your tires in and get them rebalanced. A lot of tire sellers include that as part of a package for you.
You can go back in and get it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other thing that your steering wheel might tell you is, we talked about potholes. If you have hit the pothole pretty hard to the point where it has changed your alignment, you will find your steering wheel pulling to one side or another potentially. That tells you you've got an alignment problem. Some tire sellers are now including packages for free realignment. That's something you might want to keep in mind. But, you know, if your car is tracking straight and true when you're out, say, on highway, and your wheel is steady and nice and straight, you're probably fine. You neither have an alignment or a balance issue.
When you go over a really bad pothole, and we've all had that jarring experience. And
yes.
One time I went over a really bad one downtown, and I didn't realize I had done some damage.
Yes.
Should you always check afterward? And what do you look for?
Yeah. Well, the other thing that will give an alignment problem away is a visual check of your tires.
Okay.
And that's something that, especially going into spring and summer, I recommend to people just kind of back up a little bit and look at the wear pattern. If you see what they call cupping or like a wave, or you see a different wear pattern on a tire or more than one tire, you may well have done, might have some suspension issues or alignment again. So between those two, you know, like I said, if you're straight and true, you're probably fine. You know, I do say, unfortunately, there's some shops out there that like to sell alignment issues. But if you don't have one of those circumstances, I'd kind of push back.
You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about getting that car back in shape after a long, cold winter. My guest is Cliff Strong, author of Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Car Ownership. If you have a question or comment, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org, or you can go to our Facebook page and post your question or comment there. We have an email from Michael. He writes, I have a 2-year-old Honda Cross Tour with Michelin tires. Around 25,000 miles, the tires began to exhibit a significant cupping. I had the alignment checked, but it did not show any misalignment. Tire rotation and pressure were religiously maintained. Ultimately, the dealer and the tire manufacturer worked with me to replace the tires at a discounted price. I have never had a clear explanation as to the cause. Any thoughts?
My first thought was the tires were defective.
Okay.
And that happens a lot more than a lot of people realize. If they replaced it for you at a discount, then there was a problem with the tire.
Okay.
And I would say that probably was it. And certainly I would stay on top of these replacement tires and make sure they don't exhibit the same type of wear.
Rich in Columbus, you're on the air with Cliff Strong. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning.
I have a question. It's a little bit different than alignment, but I have this persistent problem that's followed me for 10 years over 3 different Saturns, a Dodge truck, and a Honda Accord. The clock will not keep time. Every month, it races forward. I have to turn it back 3 minutes once a month, whether it's my car, my wife's car. Now, this year, we both got new cars. I'm driving a Ford. She's driving a Lincoln. The problem seems to have, you know, not followed us on these cars. But what is causing that to happen?
Well, I probably don't really have a good idea what's causing that. I have a suggestion. Black duct tape. Just put it over and ignore it. And use your smartphone or your wristwatch.
Wow, that's weird. I'm wondering if it's like some magnetic thing on you, Rich. You know, maybe something like that you have to think. That's weird. Haven't heard that one before.
That one leaves me a little bit astounded.
But I do notice my clocks seem to fall behind.
Yeah, my primary driver has a bad habit of kind of, and it is funny that you mentioned, it is fast. So I find myself, but I just ignore it. I just change it when the time changes.
Yeah. They're not known for being watchmakers, apparently.
No.
Rich, thanks a lot for that call. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Oliver in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Oliver.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I've heard from a friend of mine that works on transmission. Tell me, when I got a new car, to change my transmission fluid like every 3 or 4 oil changes, every 10,000 to 15,000 miles, he said the transmission will remain like new. He said do the same thing with the fuel filter, which said most people forget.
What I would recommend is check in your owner's manual and see what it recommends. That kind of sounds a little more frequent on the transmission fluid than maybe is required. But your owner's manual is your Bible, if you will, on that one. And check to see what it recommends. Fuel filters, again, that sounds a little more frequent than maybe is required. And that should also be in your owner's manual.
Okay, Oliver, thanks a lot for that. Owner's manual is your Bible. Are cars that much different from each other?
Yes. In okay. some ways, they can be dramatically different from one another. And also, you have, if you will, changes that occur within the industry. For example, right now, a lot of the manufacturers are moving to synthetic oil, which they require. Not all of them have gone to that, but it seems as though slowly but surely they are. And as I recommend in the book, follow your manufacturer's recommendation, not where you take your car to be serviced. That's the better way to know that you've got the right oil in your engine.
What's the deal with synthetic oil?
Synthetic does have advantages, undoubtedly, but it is, wildly overpromoted.
Huh.
And there is no study that I am aware of that has ever shown that it's synthetic will make your engine last longer. It simply hasn't been proven. But in the case of particularly high-performance vehicles, for example, I have a Corvette. That's my play toy. It's required and has been since way back when on Corvettes because it requires that type of performance. But most engines, no. And like I said, check your owner's manual and see what it says.
If an owner's manual tells you to do something like use synthetic oil or whatever it might be, if you don't follow those recommendations, are you is that costing you anything?
That could cost you your warranty.
Okay. All
absolutely.
Right. So you've got to show. And
right. Yes. And that's why it's important to keep your maintenance records, especially when your car is on warranty. Make them available because if there's a problem down the road and you can't, for example, show that you got the oil changed based upon the manufacturer's specs, they could just invalidate it.
One thing is, if you keep bringing it back to the dealership, they keep records too.
Correct. Yeah, and that's probably the safest way to do it.
While it's on warranty.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of dealers have really gotten smart about this. They know that first off, the vehicle gets maintained much better, mm-hmm. and a lot of them will extend the warranty period if you take it back to them to be serviced.
If you have a question or comment for Cliff Strong, a.k.a. Cliff the Car Guy, give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. More of my conversation with Cliff in just a few minutes. But first, here's WOSU News Managing Editor Tom Borgerding and Morning News Anchor Steve Brown with information on how you can support 89.7 NPR News during our spring membership drive.
And thank you very much. And you can support 89.7 NPR News during this spring pledge drive by logging on to WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678 or also using the WOSU Public Media mobile app. And listeners really are our most important source of income. They make up the single largest portion of our income. And it just takes a few minutes of your time to pledge your support to All Sides with Ann Fisher and Morning Edition, All Things Considered, Fresh Air, all these great programs. Again, you can call 1-866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org. And here with more on how to help is Tom Borgerding.
Well, I hope you're enjoying this conversation this hour as much as I am. Our thank you gift this hour is the book Smart, Simple, Easy, Long-Term Car Ownership. The book is written by Ann's guest, Cliff Strong. better known as Cliff the Car Guy. And the book shares great tips about car maintenance. It's available to you as a gift as a $10 a month sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 to the WOSU Spring Fun Drive. And you can get this great book as your gift. It's full of great tips. Now, one that I've noticed already this morning is that, you know, I don't know if you had this problem, but sometime at night, you think that your headlights have dimmed a little bit. Well, the headlight covers might be a little bit hazy. And Cliff the Car Guy says here that you can get them back to showroom condition by using a little toothpaste on them.
So, and toothpaste and a buffer wheel.
Yeah. So if you've got some extra toothpaste laying around, you can clean your car headlight covers and see better at night, which is really important. So it's just kind of these kinds of tips that are available in this book, and it's just chock full of them, actually. The book promises no wrenches required, which means you won't wrench your back either, and it just tells you what to do and what not to do to cost-effectively maintain that ride out in your driveway. You can get this book now, Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Car Ownership, for $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Do it now.
1-866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. And when you pledge your support to 89.7, you'll join Janet and Andy Dwyer from Columbus. Thank you for your support. Also, Holly Schmidt from Westerville saying Tech Tuesday makes her week. And thank you very much for that support, Holly. Also, Melissa Campbell from Upper Arlington pledging her support to All Sides and to 89.7 NPR News. Great discussion this morning with Cliff the Car Guy about transmission flushes and oil changes and avoiding warranties. You don't want to do that. You need your warranty if you got one of these new fancy cars. But yeah, it's a great discussion. The book is full of lots of great information on how to keep that new car, how to make that new car last several years. A lot of people think now that, you know, a lot of people are always driving a new car. The average age of a car now still on the road is about 11 years old. So it's not necessarily the case. Cars can last a really long time if you take good care of them. As Cliff says, change the transmission fluid, change the oil, and as he says, also don't void that warranty. So yeah. You get the book, Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Car Ownership, by Cliff the Car Guy. That's our gift to you when you pledge at the $120 level as a sustainer. That's $10 a month. $10 a month at, when you pledge at WOSU.org or when you call 1-866-897-9678.
Yeah, kick the tires once in a while and check the dates on them, as Cliff the Car Guy had mentioned earlier. The last four numbers after the DOT sign tells you the week and the year that the tires were manufactured. So just with that information, you can be more knowledgeable when you go to a tire shop. You've heard us say time and time again, every dollar makes a difference. It's true at WOSU, too. We really mean it. Give the amount that fits into your budget and decide the amount. As we said, a $10 gift as a sustainer or a $120 one-time gift, and you can get this book, Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Car Ownership, from Cliff the Car Guy. Give it to your teenage driver and help maintain your car.
Good luck with that. pledge your support at WOSU.org, 1-866-897-9678, or give using the WOSU Public Media mobile app. If you've never used that app, it's a great app. You can listen to podcasts. You can stream us live. You can find the news archive. And as we say, you can use it to donate. And when you donate, you will join Roxanne, calling from Delaware, also Jacob Gibson from London, Ohio, and Susan Camps from Newark, Ohio. So please join Susan, Jacob, and Roxanne in supporting All Sides with Ann Fisher and supporting 89.7 NPR News, 1-866-897-9678, or pledge your support at WOSU.org.
Support comes from the Physicians Free Clinic and Voluntary Care Network, providing charity medical care for Central Ohio's uninsured patients. More about joining the Columbus Medical Association Foundation in supporting the clinic is at goodhealthcolumbus.org.
Welcome back to All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're talking about how to snap that car back into shape after a long, hard winter. Still with us is Cliff Strong, also known as Cliff the Car Guy. He has put his knowledge to work in his book, Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Care Ownership. If you have any questions, want to share your own tips and Cliff's feedback on them, on how to keep your car humming, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to our Facebook page and post your question or comment there. We'll get it either way. So still on tires,
yes.
Obviously a big deal with you.
Yes.
But you wanted to talk about the penny test.
Yes. For everybody out there that says pennies aren't worth anything, I'm about to destroy that.
Oh, so I see what you mean is you got to have at least one.
You got to have one penny, right? Okay. What you do is you take a regular old penny and you insert it into your tread with the top of Lincoln's head. And if you can...
Head first.
Head first, okay? And if you can, once you do that, if you can see the top of Lincoln's head looking across the tread, it's too shallow and the tires need to be replaced. If his head has disappeared into the tread, okay, you've still got some tread left. They're still technically okay tires. But if most of his head, if only a little bit is covered, then you might want to stay on top of that, especially if you've got a summer vacation coming up or a long driving trip.
Okay.
So that's the best test in the world, and you can put the penny back in your pocket.
Just keep at least one penny. Of course, most of us out there have hundreds of pennies laying
right.
around. You also wanted to talk about windshield wipers.
Yes. I change my windshield wipers every spring. That's one of the very first things I do on all my vehicles. You can go to just about any auto parts store, and most of them offer to put them on for you for free as long as you buy the blades from that auto parts store. So you can pretty much go anywhere.
I think we all know when the windshield wipers aren't working anymore.
but what
if for those among us who aren't maybe aware of when they're not working anymore, can you tell us what the signs are?
Yeah, mostly it starts with a line. Once your blade has swept, you'll see this curved line. That means that part of the blade is no longer functioning properly.
It's chipped or something like that?
It could be nicked, right. So it's channeling water that's left. Now, if it's very, very small, you might get away with it for a little while. But, I'm such a believer in safety-related items. Why take the chance? And, I mean, they're cheap. Maybe $15 a blade, something like that. Why risk,
I wanted to talk to you about something because we were listening during the break when Tom Borgerding was mentioning the tip you have for using toothpaste to clean the headlights, which we've talked about before, and it's always kind of cracks everybody up, including you, apparently.
Yeah.
But what about the windshield wipers on the headlights? Have those been value? Do you think those are of value?
It's not necessarily a deal breaker.
I think Volvo's had them for a while. I don't know if they still do.
They've kind of gone by the wayside, honestly. Yeah. Because the headlights are so much better now, so much stronger than they used to be. And it's just, to be honest with you, one more thing.
It did break on my car once, and it was a hassle.
Oh, it is.
It would get stuck.
Sure. And if the blade, comes off, it could scratch the headlight, and then you've got to replace it.
Okay. You had an idea for, I don't know, you call it a great birthday present idea, but it could be Mother's Day or Father's Day or any kind of celebratory thing, particularly
absolutely.
In the spring.
Yep.
Tell us about your idea and how your family responds to this idea.
Yeah. I started this a number of years ago, being the father of three great kids. I decided that it was time for Dad to get a little help in getting his car ready, a little bit of wax and maybe some rain protectant on the windshield. So my idea was to wash the car the night before and then get everybody together.
Like take it to a car wash
the night
before.
Take it to a car wash, which
I think is a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, then you've got it washed. It's ready to go to have wax put on it and, the inside clean and everything else. And, the products that are being made now, and I cover a number of them in the book, are actually a lot easier to use than what you remember the old
turtle wax.
Mm-hmm. That really took a lot of elbow grease. There's some great products out there that if you get everybody together, you can do multiple cars really quick. And I think that's it's a great present, not only for Dad who thought it up.
And we'll continue to invoke.
Well, my kids have kind of, I think a couple years ago I heard this, you can tell they're all working now, and it's like, we'll get you detailed job.
Yeah, we can just pitch in and pay someone to do it now, right? Not so much fun. We have an email from Lauren. She says, you mentioned shops, quote, selling, end quote, alignment issues. As a young woman, I worry about getting duped when taking my car into a shop. For example, I once brought my car into an insurance adjuster when the front panel had popped out a bit near my headlight. They recommended replacing the entire piece for an absurd price. I went home, pressed firmly on the panel, and it popped right back in. Do you have any recommendations for women dealing with shops? It's not just women nowadays, though. I mean, no, Lauren, that's, it's a lot of people are detached from their cars more than they used to be.
Absolutely. I guess my rule of thumb is when in doubt, walk away. Okay? Anytime, you hear something and you're not quite sure, unless it is literally life and death that it needs to be taken care of right then and there. It's the smartest thing to do is to vote with your feet, go to another shop and get another estimate or another opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably the biggest thing you have going for yourself. The facts are there. They're undeniable. Women are charged more. It happens a lot to elderly and, quite frankly, young people.
Mm-hmm.
That really don't.
Of both genders?
Absolutely.
They're just not as.
Absolutely, yep. Right. And you're standing in front of a guy who represents an authority figure or lady and tells you you need an XYZ. And you don't even know what an XYZ is.
Right.
And of course, they're pretty persuasive in this.
Mm-hmm.
That's also why I wrote the book the way I did, because there's a big index in the back where you can quickly flip to just about any subject on a car and quickly read. And that was part of the intention of the book.
An email from Sarah. She writes, my brakes have been squeaking for months. I took my car to the shop and was told the brakes still have about 40% of their life, and he told me to come back in about 5,000 miles. It's been about 6,000 miles now, and the brakes are squeaking less than before. Should I get them checked or wait longer? Sarah, maybe there are no brakes left, but what do you think, Cliff?
Yeah. I would have somebody else take a look at your brakes. The making noise is not normal. Possibly the brakes that you had put on are especially hard material. That does sometimes cause that problem. But I definitely get a second opinion.
Okay. 614-292-8513. We still have a few minutes left with Cliff Strong. If you have a question or comment, get it in quick. Don't wait. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. A lot of people think washing cars is a cosmetic thing, and Lord knows my car needs a facial right now. But there's more to it than
that. Yes, there absolutely is. If your goal, and again, the book talks about long term, if your goal is to keep your car for a long time, who wants to drive around in something that looks, not good? You want to be proud of your vehicle, and washing it does provide a service in that you're taking out paint. There's layers of paint, and you're keeping it new. And that's also can be problems where rust can start. It doesn't always start on the inside of the vehicle.
Do you recommend using the touch-up paint and going after those little specks of chipped paint?
I would try my best to not have exposed metal, yes.
Yeah, okay.
You know, to be honest with you, I've seen some of those touch-up jobs.
They start looking like connect the dots, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, if you can possibly afford it, take it to a body shop. They're not that expensive.
And
they can help.
They know what they're doing.
Sure, yeah, exactly. Okay. Might be worth $100, $150.
614-292-8513. Get to it if you have a question or comment. My guest, Cliff Strong. Mark in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Mark.
Hi. My question is about recalls, safety recalls.
Okay.
Yes.
I read in the paper that last year was a record year, and it was an absurd number, like 60 million recalls on cars.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's a phenomena they're calling recall fatigue, which I can attest to when you get multiple recalls, notifications over a year. How important is it to come in and get your car fixed, get a recall notification, and I'll hang down and take my, I'll listen off here.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Good question.
Excellent question. It is extremely important. Many of these are safety-related recalls, and, you could potentially be putting yourself at risk by not bringing them in.
Is there a warranty issue again, possibly?
Usually not tied to the warranty per se, but part of the reason why you're seeing this flood of recalls really stems with, I'm sure virtually everybody's heard about the GM case, the ignition and that type of stuff. No manufacturer can no longer take the chance that the problem is simply going to go away or take care of itself. Believe it or not, the number of recalls is actually good news for consumers because that means no manufacturer is going to just sort of sweep it under the rug. There used to be what was known as a silent recall that was very popular, and those have virtually disappeared.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Always enjoy it.
Thanks again to Cliff the Car Guy for joining me today. That's Cliff Strong, author of Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Care, Long-Term Car Ownership. And now here are WOSU News Managing Editor Tom Borgerding and Morning News Anchor Steve Brown with an update on our spring membership drive.
And thank you very much, Ann. We are making our way. We're chiseling away, but we still need your help to meet our goal on this, our spring pledge drive. As Ann said, I'm Steve Brown, Morning News Anchor here on 89.7 with our Managing Editor Tom Borgerding, asking you to do your part and pledge your support to 89.7 NPR News. Pledge your support to All Sides with Ann Fisher, to programs like Cliff the Car Guy, giving car advice, great car advice to novices like myself, like Tom, on why it's so important to get your recall into the dealership. Makes a lot of sense. If you support this type of really good programming you can use on a daily basis, then pledge your support. Pledge at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678.
We come here a couple times a year to ask your financial contribution during our spring membership drive. Right now, we'd like to put some torque in our spring membership drive, if you will. This is the last chance here, the next 5 minutes, to get this this book, this premium, Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Car Ownership by Cliff Strong, Cliff the Car Guy. And as you've heard, this very informative and interesting discussion on cars during this last hour on All Sides with Ann Fisher. If you like this book, it's $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. And we'll have this premium, this gift to you in just a couple of days. Your pledge right now is a great way to support 89.7 NPR News and support local discussion on All Sides with Ann Fisher. 1-866-897-9678 or give online at WOSU.org. Let's get into fourth gear here, Steve.
Let's get into fourth gear. We're ramping up now. Again, our gift to you, Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Car Ownership, How to Make Your Car Last for a Really Long Time. That's from Cliff the Car Guy. That's our gift to you at $10 a month or $120 when you pledge your support to 89.7 NPR News. And again, the book is organized in a really easy way to use. The first section, maintenance and care information that helps you extend the life of your car, as Cliff has said all hour long. Also, how to buy the best new car, how to purchase a pre-owned car for the lowest price with the least amount of hassle, how to purchase the best car insurance, key information about your car from your owner's manual, the maintenance log for your vehicle, and that's it. That's it. That's a, it's really simple, easy book to use, six key sections, and that's our gift to you for $120. So pledge your support at WOSU.org or 1-866-897-9678.
And this kind of a book, it demystifies a lot of things for you. For instance, oil viscosity. Go check your oil and then check what kind of viscosity you need in that oil. And this book will tell you simply how to read that and get it right. And when you get it right, obviously the car lasts longer. 1-866-897-9678. As I said, this premium is available now for the next couple of minutes for $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. And so we're asking you up front here. This is our spring membership drive. We need to, I said fourth gear, Steve, but, some of these newer transmissions, they have six gears in them.
Sure.
And these automatic transmissions.
Yeah, and it is the time of year when you want to start switching your oil viscosity. You want to move to the heavier weight oil in the summer when it's easier.
Don't get too technical on me.
Well, if maybe you're just better off reading the book, Smart, Simple, and Easy Long-Term Car Ownership from Cliff the Car Guy. Lots of good tips in here on oil, transmission flushes. It's really for people who might otherwise be intimidated by cars. When you open a hood and you look at an engine, it's pretty intricate. There are belts everywhere. New cars are – everything's covered in a plastic shroud that takes 20 minutes to get off sometimes. And this book, as Tom says, really demystifies the process. It's written for the layman. It's not written for a mechanic. It's written more for an accountant. And it's our gift to you at the $10 a month sustainer level or $120. So pledge your support at WOSU.org or 1-866-897-9678.
1-866-897-9678. And as I said earlier during the program, if you've got a new driver in the family, this is a great way to get them started, get their minds on things that they may take it for granted. But believe me, a car that operates is a very important thing for a 17-year-old or 18-year-old. You want the car to operate not only for their benefit, but for your peace of mind. If you got a well-operating car or a car that operates well, it is a peace of mind. So 1-866-897-9678, the number to call, $10 a month as a sustainer or $120 one-time gift, and you get smart, simple, and easy long-term car ownership by Cliff the Car Guy.
1-866-897-9678 or at WOSU.org or using the WOSU Public Media mobile app. Help us meet our goal in the spring fun drive here on 89.7 NPR News. And this is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station.